This goes to Jennifer Nagowitz, N-A-J-A-W-I-C-Z, and like November, PLAC, Practice, Care of Saginaw Veterans Administration. Fax 989-321-4085. Regarding Dennis, middle initial E, like Echo, Spohn, S-P-O-H-N. Date of birth, April 28th of 1959. Dear Ms. Nagowitz, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Spohn with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and benign prostatic hypertrophy. He was seen in consultation on April 30th of this year. He did have an ultrasound of his kidneys with post-void bladder scan. He did have normal-sized kidneys with a small right kidney simple cyst. He only had 120 mL of urine in the bladder pre-void, but he did have a significant amount of post-void residual, about 45%. He had 49 mLs. That's still not a great deal, but if he had more urine, it's possible that he would have more urine retention. It also does show that he has chronic bladder outlet obstruction related to prostomegaly. The patient does report that he has seen a urologist in the past. He did take some oral medications, which he stopped on his own because he didn't really think they were working. But now he does have trouble his bladder fully, and if he doesn't stay seated long enough to keep trying to empty the bladder, he'll stand up and urinate on himself. So he probably is having some urinary retention. And he would be willing to go see a urologist if you would refer him. He is oxygen dependent and chronically short of breath, but stable. No current chest pain or palpitations. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. And he has edema of the lower extremities. Medications. I want to highlight the EMPAGLIFLOZIN, 12.5 milligram daily. Isosorbide, 120 milligram daily. Carvedilol is 25 milligram twice a day. Ranexa, 500 milligram twice a day. Also, Lasix, 40 milligram daily. And Zoloft is 50 milligram daily. A physical exam, weight 245 pounds. That's a 4-pound decrease over 3 months. Pulse is 84, blood pressure 107 over 62, oxygen saturation is 91 on 3 liters of nasal cannula oxygen. His neck is supple, no jugular venous distension or lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise. Heart is regular with distant sounds. Lungs have a prolonged expiratory phase throughout without wheezes or effusion. Abdomen is obese, without ascites, and he has 1+ edema of the ankles and feet bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done July 18th of 2024. Hemoglobin is 10.7 with normal white count, normal platelets. Electrolytes are normal. Creatinine is 2.1. Estimated GFR 34, calcium 8.91, albumin is 3.6, phosphorus is 3.1, and the kappa light chain and lambda light chains are elevated 49.6 and 39.0 with a normal ratio. This is secondary to chronic kidney disease. And as previously stated, his kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan done 5-9 of 24 shows prostomegaly and a post-void residual, which is about 45% of pre-void urine. Otherwise, normal kidneys with a small cyst on the right side. Assessment and plan. stage 3B, chronic kidney disease. We've asked the patient to continue to have lab studies every 3 months. 2, hypertension is well controlled. All medications should be continued. 3, benign prostatic hypertrophy per ultrasound of 5/9/24. We would recommend a urology referral for further evaluation and management. He could try Flomax and Proscar again, maybe get up to the maximum dose of Flomax, which is 0.8 milligram in 24 hours, and then Proscar also, or possibly he needs transurethral prostate resection. But urology would be best suited to evaluate and manage that problem. And he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.